National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB Carrollton News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Thursday, September 24th. And we're very, very pleased to have Oak Mountain Academy's lower division in the studio with us today. We're very pleased to be joined by head of school, Patrick Uran, as well as fifth grader, Alex Baldwin, fifth grader, Stella Stark, fourth grader, Bryson Fuller, and fourth grader, Sophia Griffin. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you all so much for coming into the radio today and chatting with us about going to Oak Mountain Academy. We're going to have a great time. Why don't we first start with, if you could, let's tell our listeners that are tuning in a little bit about yourself and your background and what you love about Oak Mountain Academy. And just to so you guys can kind of get an example of how we want to do that, we're going to start with head of school, Patrick Uran. Patrick, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you, Josh?
I'm excellent. Thank you for coming on the show. Let's start with you. Tell us a bit about yourself, your background, and what you love about Oak Mountain Academy.
Well, thank you for having us here today. We are very excited to be here on the radio show this morning. So I am, as you said, Patrick Uran, head of school, and I've been at Oak Mountain Academy now for 7 years. And I grew up in Carrollton, and I've always loved being around students and the arts, and growing up in Carrollton was very special for me because I got to get involved in lots of things within the community. And so having a chance to be able to be a head of school here and be able to give back to Oak Mountain Academy lots of the many gifts and blessings that I received growing up as a student here in this environment is one of the many blessings that I have. And one of the things that I love about Oak Mountain Academy is the fact that we are the land of opportunity, and it is one of the most magical places to be. With around 220 students averaging every year on the mountain, we have the ability to be able to create the land of magical opportunity. And that's one of my favorite things about being at Oak Mountain Academy.
Beautifully said. Excellent. Well, let's hear from Alex Baldwin. He's a fifth grader. Alex, tell us a bit about yourself and about what you love about Oak Mountain Academy.
Hi, my name is Alex Baldwin, and I'm a fifth grader at OMA. I've been here for 7 years since pre-K-4 and have been loving it since then. I love the class sizes and how I can freely ask questions about things I don't understand. And I also like Reading Buddies. It's where we help the kindergartners to read.
Oh, that's great. That's very cool. So you help some kindergartners work on their reading skills?
Yes.
Excellent. Do you remember any books that you've read with any of these kindergartner students?
Pete the Cat and Splat the Cat, definitely.
I'm going to have to get into the cat series. Clearly, that sounds like a good one. That's great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you speaking with us, Mr. Baldwin. Let's throw it over to Sophia Griffin, if you'll just lean into the mic there a little bit. Sophia, you are a fourth grader. Tell us a bit about you, and tell us a bit about what you love about Oak Mountain Academy.
Hi, my name's Sophia, and I have been attending Oak Mountain for 2.5 years. I came in at the middle in my first grade, and that was really fun for me. And I love to go horse riding and swimming in my spare time. And what I love about Oak Mountain is that they are a supporting group of people.
That's great. Great job. Great job, Sophia. All right, well, we'll take it over to Stella. Stella is a fifth grader at Oak Mountain. What's up, Stella?
Hi.
Hey, hey. You have the best smile.
Thank
you. You're so
you.
Happy. Well, tell us a bit about you and what you love about Oak Mountain Academy.
My name is Stella Stark. I'm in the fifth grade, and I have been attending OMA since pre-K-3. And what I love about OMA, I think it's a really good education, and I love all of the fun days we do on the mountain, like Punch Day, the AR parties, convocation, and all the other fun things we do.
Sounds like y'all have a lot of fun at Oak Mountain.
We do. It's super fun.
That's great. Well, thank you for coming on the radio today.
Thank you.
We're going to have a great time. Yeah. We are. We really are. And we'll throw it over to Bryson. Good morning, Bryson. He is a fourth grader with Oak Mountain Academy. Watch me break this mic stand. There you go. Tell us a bit about you, Bryson.
My name is Bryson Fuller, and I'm in fourth grade. This is my fourth year at OMA, and I love that we're a small community.
That's great. It's nice not that there's not a bunch too many people. You know, it's good that you can talk to the teachers and talk to each other. What are some of the things that you do at Oak Mountain that's very fun?
I like the AR parties, the book fair, and all the other stuff.
The book fair is unbelievable. I always loved the book fair. When a book fair would come, there's nothing like that excitement, you know, when the Scholastic Book Fair shows up and you got to pick out something. I always went and tried to find a book on the Titanic. They usually had one. Let's throw it back over to head of school, Patrick Uran. Patrick, I hear a lot of our shows, you know, we discuss discovering your journey on the mountain. So if you could, tell us a bit about what that's all about.
Absolutely. So Discover Your Journey on the Mountain is our big theme that we really focus on. And we have three divisions. The lower division really focuses in on preparing our students to be college ready and industry ready. When they move into middle school, they start exploring, and then they are preparing when they get into upper school. So what we do at the lower school in order to prepare them is we focus a lot on the foundational elements of leadership and academics. So by the time they finish kindergarten, they are a year ahead in their math and their reading programming. And then we also start in pre-K-3 preparing them for college by developing leadership skills in public speaking and soft skills. And so an example of that would be in pre-K-3, they actually start leading their own all-school convocation. So they prepare and they plan and they execute an all-school assembly in pre-K-3. And they do that every year moving forward. They become accustomed to presenting in front of the school. And through that exercise, they also not only just present, but they also pull together as a class and they prepare what they're going to present. And then they figure out how to work together as a group and a team, and they figure out the different components they're going to work on. And so that collaborative mindset, and then coming up with the content of what they're going to present, is an innovative way of thinking and developing those skill sets. And then we take all of those items and we transfer those into the classroom as well, and we feed it through all of their academic rigor as well. And then that also manifests in their co-curriculars, all the many different clubs that they have and the different arts programming that they have and the different athletic programmings that they have. So we keep that rigor as a through line all the way through, and all of those enrichments that they have as well. We also teach foreign language down there in the lower school starting in kindergarten. So preparing them with the intentionality of being ready for college and industry and as early as pre-K-3 is really the big focus at the lower school. And then when they get into middle school, they are exploring their different passions and their different desires. So in addition to all of the core content that they have to take, they can begin in middle school taking Carnegie units, which would be high school credits towards graduation in the middle school. And in addition to all of the regular core contents, they also take 14 different enrichment classes, which is when they begin exploring their different passions and their talents and skills. And it's everything from arts programming to STEM to different forms of technology. Our signature that we have there in the middle school programming is the entrepreneurial program that we have. Those foundational elements, as I said earlier, are taught in the lower school, but we continue a formalized program in the middle school that they're all required to take. And then when they get into high school, they marry all of those skills and talents with the passions, and then they pick a specific specialized journey that they can go on, and that's where they are achieving the greatness that they were meant to have. So that is what Discovering Your Journey is all about. And it starts all the way here, as you can kind of hear, with these talented young men and women in the lower school, where they are preparing for that success to be college ready or industry ready, depending upon their chosen pathway. And I'll also tell you that it is rooted within a family environment, because one of the special things about Oak Mountain Academy is that we are a big family. When I told you that it was the land of opportunity with magical experiences, that is because it's a true partnership, because we only have somewhere between 200, 220 families on the mountain, or 200, 220 students on the mountain every year. We have a great partnership with our parents. And so partnering together to be able to make all these opportunities happen is really the key to the magic.
Hey, you aren't playing. I see some parents actually in the lobby right now. Hey, parents, how are y'all? Yeah, there they are watching on. That's so cool. Well, from what I've gathered and all the programs we've had, it does seem like there is such a there's such a great relationship between faculty, staff, students, family. everyone works together with, of course, the best interests of the kids
Absolutely.
In mind. Well, we're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break because time flies when you're having fun. 8:39 is our current time. When we come back, we will continue our conversation with head of school Patrick Uran, as well as fifth grader Alex Baldwin and Stella Stark, and fourth graders Bryson Fuller and Sophia Griffin, as we talk about discovering your journey in the lower division on the mountain. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Time is 8:41. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we are joined by Oak Mountain Academy in the studio today, head of school Patrick Uran, as well as fifth graders Alex Baldwin and Stella Stark, and fourth graders Bryson Fuller and Sophia Griffin. Again, thank you all for joining us on the program. Let's jump right back into it. Patrick, what kind of experiences do students have when they go on the journey at the academy?
Excellent question, Josh. Thank you for asking that. There's a full list of those kinds of experiences that can be found on our website at www.oakmountain.us. And if somebody would like to talk specifically with somebody about that, our deans can be reached at 770-834-6651. You can also find a lot of information on our Facebook account, our Instagram account, our TikTok account. And we did talk a little bit about some of those in the first segment, and I'm glad that you're asking that question because I do want to talk more specifically about how we do prepare those students to be industry ready and college ready, because we did talk about the programming that we have there. But I do want us to get in a little bit more into the co-curricular piece of it, because that's what really supplements that. The arts programming, the athletic programming, the clubs, all of that really helps to enrich and is for us is an extension of the classroom, which is why we refer to it as co-curricular programming and not extracurricular programming, because it really is all part of our mission and it is a through line of everything that we do. So the clubs that we offer are vast, and they're everything from academic-based clubs to exploratory clubs. We have some foreign language clubs that are in there, and the athletic programming as well. So as I was describing to you earlier, the leadership development that we have that's done with, for example, those all-school assemblies that we were doing, we also have that leadership that feeds through the clubs because they take leadership roles in the clubs. So they also take leadership roles in some of the athletic programming that we do as well. And so I wanted to make sure that we hit on that because those experiences are pretty vast, and we have over 15, 18 different clubs and athletic opportunities for the kids just in the lower school alone.
Wow. That's amazing. 18 different opportunities.
Yep.
That's something else. Excellent. Excellent. Well, let's shift it over to the students. I'd love to learn a bit more about sports and some of these co-curriculars we're talking about here. Let's throw it over to Alex and Sophia. There you go. Alex, good morning again. So glad to have you. So if you could tell us a bit about the sports that you have been involved in on the mountain.
I've been involved in cross country and soccer. In cross country, we practice with the middle school team, and you have to be in fifth grade and up to play with the middle school team. And we sometimes even participate in cross country meets where we like race at different schools, and sometimes we even race here at OMA.
Oh, that's so cool. Do you learn a lot from the upper school kids?
Yes.
I bet.
Yes.
Because they've been where you are. So they know what kind of hurdles you have to overcome.
Yes.
Sometimes both literally and figuratively. So you've participated in both soccer and cross country.
Yes.
Do you imagine that you'll continue playing in these sports moving forward?
Yes.
Great. Awesome. Well, let's throw it over to Sophia Griffin. Sophia, there you go. Or yeah, you can use that mic right there. Hey, Sophia.
Hi.
Leaning to the mic a little bit. Tell us about the sports you've been involved with on the mountain.
I've been involved in soccer, and that was very exciting for me. And I think I had a really fun time with my team.
Excellent. What position do you play in soccer?
I played usually, well, we switched it up a lot of the times, but I preferred goalie.
You preferred goalie? I think I'd like to do that too. I feel like it's stressful, but you don't have to do as much running. I feel like that would be great. So while we're chatting with you, what is your favorite athletic experience you've had so far?
Probably when when my team won this game. I forgot the thing, but our team learned it's not just about winning, it's about spending time with each other.
That's great. That's a very good lesson. That's very good. And actually, I'd like to ask Alex that same question. Alex, what was your favorite athletic experience thus far?
Definitely soccer, and soccer is my favorite sport. And last year, I practiced with the middle school team, and this year, I'm excited to play with the middle school team also and learn from them to become a better player. And last year in fourth grade, you couldn't play soccer games with the middle school. But now in fifth grade, you can, and I'm excited to do that.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be awesome. And what position do you typically play in soccer?
Usually center mid or striker.
Striker?
And I used to play goalie when I was 8, but I quit that.
Sure.
I didn't really like it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, everybody brings a certain set of skills to the game, and then they can just find where they fit best and where they have the most fun.
Yes.
So let's keep this train rolling. Let's talk about some clubs. We can throw it over to our dear friend Stella here. Stella Stark, you are in fifth grade.
Yes.
If you could, tell us a little bit about some of the clubs that you've been involved with at Oak Mountain.
Okay. Well, I have been in Lego Club, where you build with Legos, and I have been in Junior Master Gardeners, where you plant stuff and take care of gardens. And I have been in K-Kids, where you help and support our community.
That's so cool. So Junior Master Gardeners. So you guys are like planting flowers or planting food, or what kind of stuff are you planting?
We're mostly planting flowers, but I think one time we planted food. I'm not sure.
Sure, maybe. Like maybe carrots or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's cool. Well, so in the clubs that you, Lego Club sounds very fun. Mm-hmm. Do you like to build Legos like outside of school as well?
I don't really play with Legos outside of the school. But I do in Lego Club, though.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's so cool. You get to build stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you remember something that you've built that you were particularly proud of?
I'm not sure.
Build wild stuff, like Eiffel Towers and all kinds of stuff.
Uh-huh. Some people build, like, my cousins, like, at their house, at one of my aunt's house, they, when I go into their room, they have, like, they build like crazy stuff with Legos. Like they love Legos.
They like build a whole cityscape.
Uh-huh. That's like exactly what they do. It's like their whole room's like filled with Legos.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at them. I wish that I was.
I'm not good at them either.
They're very fun. But you're in the club, so you'll just get better and better.
Yeah.
That's great. That's mm-hmm. great. So, I think that's very fun. And do you have, I'm not sure if we covered this, but do you have a favorite experience that happened in these clubs?
My favorite club I've been in.
Well, I guess the favorite memory you have of any of these clubs.
I think the time when I was in K-Kids and we went Christmas caroling at like a nursing home. It was really fun.
That's so sweet. I bet they love that too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great.
Uh-huh.
Well, Stella, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Let's throw it over to Bryson.
Okay.
We're gonna talk some. We're gonna talk more about clubs. There we go. So, Bryson, same question. Tell us about some of the clubs you've been involved with at Oak Mountain.
I've been in Lego Club, K-Kids, and Junior Master Gardeners.
Excellent. So those are clearly the clubs to be in. Tell me about some memories you have of being in these clubs. Any memories really stand out? Maybe something you built in Lego Club that you were very proud of, or perhaps a busy day in the garden where you've planted some flowers.
I can't remember anything from Lego Club, but in Junior Master Gardeners, we went through a trail and searched for lichen.
Oh, cool. Oh, like the maybe I bet it was right over here at the Ag Center too. They have those trails back in there. So you were like looking for stuff. Have you learned a lot in Junior Master Gardeners? I know there's so much to learn about flowers and stuff.
Yes.
That's so cool. That's great. So are you going to continue in these clubs moving forward?
In K-Kids, yes, but I stopped Junior Master Gardener last year.
Sure.
And I stopped on Lego Club.
Excellent. Well, there are plenty of other co-curriculars and clubs that you can participate in. So next time we have you on the program, you're going to have to tell us about what other clubs you've gotten involved in. That sounds great.
Okay.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, that's wonderful. So, well, let's throw it back over to Patrick. Patrick Uran, head of school at Oak Mountain. You know, we've really wanted to hit the point, discovering your journey on the mountain. It's a very personalized, very special experience for each of the students that come through. Before we take our last commercial break, could you elaborate a bit more on that?
Yeah, so in the first segment, we spent a good bit of time talking about our academics and also our family environment. This segment, we spent a good bit of time talking about the dynamic opportunities that are part of that journey. And having a lot of clubs, I think we had talked about a combined number of about 18, but having the fact that we have the creative performance abilities with the art and the drama and the band and the music classes that we have, having Spanish and Bible and creative writing and STEM, having the ability to partner with Kiwanis, with K-Kids and Junior Master Gardeners and TOTS and Lego. And we didn't even get into all of the amazing field trips that we take on the mountain as well. Some of them are day-long trips and some of them are overnight trips. We utilize all of those co-curriculars as we've been talking about as an extension of the classroom for us. And so at Oak Mountain Academy, we take learning outside of the four walls of the classroom and look at that partnership that we have with our parents and also the partnership we have within our community as an extension of our learning. And that really helps us form and prepare our students to be college ready and industry ready. And like I said, we start that at age 3 at Oak Mountain Academy.
Excellent. Well, time is 8:52, so we're going to take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we will wrap up our conversation with head of school at Oak Mountain Academy, Patrick Uran, as well as students Alex Baldwin, Sophia Griffin, Stella Stark, and Bryson Fuller, as we chat about discovering your journey in the lower division on the mountain. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Time is 8:53. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today's Thursday, September 24th, and we're having an awesome time hanging out with the lower division from Oak Mountain Academy, students Alex Baldwin, Sophia Griffin, Stella Stark, and Bryson Fuller, and of course, head of school, Patrick Uran. Patrick, let's get right back into it. What makes Oak Mountain Academy's lower division unique?
That's a great question, Josh. Thank you for asking that. I think there are a couple things that make our lower division unique. One of them is the academic programming and the execution of the academic programming. One is the fact that we have so many opportunities for our students. It is the traditional curriculum that we offer that is in line with the state is there, but the way in which we supplement it with all of those co-curriculars and the intentionality behind the connections that we make with college-ready and industry-ready starting in pre-K-3 and aligning that all the way through fifth grade in our lower division, I think is truly unique. The fact that we focus so heavily on independence and leadership in our lower division is also another truly unique piece of it. And I think the other third thing that I think is really, really unique is the fact that it is a truly joint partnership with our parents, because we have an intentionally small community. We're able to really invest in the relationships that we have with our parents and be able to bring our parents and the community into Oak Mountain Academy for a well-rounded partnership. I think those probably are the top three things that make us truly unique in our lower division at Oak Mountain Academy.
Wonderfully said. Well, let's throw it over to Alex Baldwin, Alex, fifth grader. We're almost done, but I would love to ask about what your favorite classroom experience has been.
My favorite classroom experience was most probably pajama day, which we sat down, ate popcorn with our pajamas on. We even got to bring blankets and pillows. And we got to eat popcorn, drink hot chocolate, and it was just a really fun time for everyone.
That sounds awesome. What a great memory. That's very, very cool. Sophia, same question. If you could, tell us about your favorite classroom experience thus far.
It was probably at Punch Day, and when we got to go around and all the classrooms made punch, and that was really exciting. And I think my favorite punch was probably... forgot what the name of it was, but I think it was like this Coke, and then they had put ice cream on top of it, and it just tasted so good.
That sounds great. Do you have one of those with you? I'd love to eat one of those. That sounds really good. I have to come out to Oak Mountain for that, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, in the time we have left, I definitely want to throw it back over to Alex and Bryson. So if we could, Alex, I wanted to ask, your favorite Oak Mountain experience, all in all?
That would probably be Kite Day, where Kite Day, the students get to fly their kite, hang out, and just run around. And the parents also get to chat with other parents. And it's just a fun time for everyone.
That's great. And
Kite Day.
That's awesome. All right, same question, Stella. Tell us about your favorite classroom experience that you've had.
Well, my favorite classroom experience was pajama day, because I love getting all comfortable with my friends and eating hot cocoa and watching Christmas movies. And we also get to bring like blankets and pillows and stuffed animals. And I also like pie day. It's when everybody, I think it's only for the fourth and fifth graders, but it's when we all bring a pie, and then we can just like get like some pie, and we can get different like pies, and that's super fun, like to try out different pies that people make.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. And last but not least, Bryson, tell us about one of your favorite classroom memories. Oh, tell me about an OMA experience that stand out to you.
My favorite OMA experience is Olympic Day, when the entire school divides up into teams and we complete and play games to see which team wins the games.
That sounds so fun. You have a lot of great memories with your schoolmates, don't you? Perfect.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for sharing these. Apologize if I got them a little out of order. I'm throwing the mics around here. Great job. We only have probably about less than a minute left. Patrick, if you could take us out.
Absolutely. So you've heard a lot about Oak Mountain Academy today, just kind of summarizing the fact that we've got a wonderful family environment with lots of dynamic opportunities, and our crown jewel is our academic excellence, as I think you've heard, is the common theme in everything that we do at Oak Mountain Academy. Discovering your journey at the mountain is the opportunity that we have to prepare at the lower school, explore at the middle school, achieve at the upper school. It is a magical place to come and find opportunities galore. And if you'd like more information about Oak Mountain Academy, you can visit www.oakmountain.us. Give us a call at 770-834-6651. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And we're here to answer any questions that you may have. And we hope that you will come check us out and see what we're all about as we develop these future leaders.
Patrick, thank you so much for for starting our day off great. We had a great time, and thank you to everyone tuning in. We'll see you next time.